由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in today.
欢迎你今日收听《天路导向》。
If you are listening for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听《天路导向》的话，
We are in the middle of a three-part series on the marks of discipleship.
我们正在播出门徒的三个记号的系列信息。
We saw the first mark of discipleship is loyalty to Jesus.
上次我们讲到门徒的第一个记号就是对主忠心。
Today we are going to see the second mark of discipleship, which is loving like Jesus.
我们今天呢就要讲门徒的第二个记号，就是要好像耶稣这样去爱。
In the next message, we will see the third mark of discipleship, which is living for Jesus.
下一次我们就要分享门徒的第三个记号，就是要好像耶稣这样生活。
So what does it mean loving like Jesus?
那什么是好像耶稣这样去爱呢？
Some of you probably are asking by now, can anyone really love like Jesus?
可能你会问，是不是真的有人可以好像耶稣这样去爱啊？
The answer is yes.
答案当然是当然啦。
But can it be done perfectly?
但是他们是否能够好像耶稣一样爱得这么完全呢？
The answer is no.
当然是不得啦。
Can it be done easily?
那你说好像耶稣去爱容不容易呢？
The answer is also no.
当然个答案是不容易啦。
The major part of the problem is that many people have a wrong notion about Christian love.
问题是在于很多人对基督的爱有一种的误解。
Many people mistakenly conclude that to love like Jesus means that you could never condemn sin.
他们以为好像耶稣这样去爱，就是不应该去谴责罪恶。
Some people think loving like Jesus means that we would not make a distinction between right and wrong.
亦都有人认为好像耶稣这样去爱啊，就不应该黑白太分明。
On the contrary,
其实事实呢是刚刚相反的。
The highest expression of love is obedience to the word of God.
其实最能够去表达爱的方式啊，就是去顺从上帝的话语。
Jesus said, if you love me, you obey me.
因为耶稣讲过，人如果爱我的话，就必定会遵守我的道。
Listen to John 13:35.
咁不如让我哋去听下约翰福音13:35系点样讲。
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
你哋如果有彼此相爱嘅心，众人就因此认出你哋就系我嘅门徒啦。
What does this mean if you love one another?
彼此相爱究竟系乜嘢嘅意思呢
？Where is the focus here?
呢句说话嘅重点究竟喺边度呢？
The focus is not on the one who wants to be loved.
其实这句说话的重点并不是在于被爱的那一位。
Jesus' focus is that you should do the loving, not demand to be loved.
耶稣的意思是，我们应该去主动去爱其他人，而不是求其他人去爱我们。
You may be asking, does this mean that I should do all the loving and not expect to be loved back?
可能你会问啦，咁你嘅意思系咪即系我净系可以由我去爱其他人，其他人呢爱我咧，我就唔应该咁期望啊
？The truth is this, my listening friend.
其实咧，我想话俾你听啊，事实系乜嘢呢
？If you want to receive love, you've got to begin by giving love.
如果你想得着其他人的爱，你就应该先行付出爱。
Now, this is a very important distinction.
这一点是非常重要的。
In some cultures, the whole concept of love has turned into sentimentality.
因为呢，在某一些的文化里面，爱就是感情用事。
People use love as an excuse to get others to do what they selfishly want.
其实呢，好多人是将爱当成一个借口来差使其他人为了自己去满足而做事。
The whole focus of love for some of us is on the recipient's demand.
对有些人来讲呢，爱就是要满足被爱者的欲望。
Jesus tells us that the mark of discipleship is to love like he loves.
耶稣话俾我哋听，门徒嘅标志系点样呢？就系要学像耶稣咁样去爱。
And Jesus never loved sin or ignored sin.
耶稣从来都冇爱过啲罪或者姑息过罪。
But he forgave sin.
但系佢赦免人嘅罪。
While he never sinned, he died to pay for our sins.
佢虽然从来都冇犯过罪，却为救赎我哋嘅罪而死。
In fact, it is out of love that we condemn sin because sin is harmful.
事实上，我们是因为爱才要谴责罪，因为罪是会为人带来伤害。
Sin hurts families.
罪伤害到家庭。
Sin destroys people and communities.
罪是会摧毁人类和社会。
Sin creates turmoil in society.
罪是会为社会带来混乱。
When Jesus said to the disciples, "By this all men shall know that you are my disciples."
当耶稣对门徒话，众人就因此认出你哋系我嘅门徒啦。
He was not talking about ignoring sin.
佢唔系要我哋去忽视罪嘅存在噃。
He was not saying that you should demand to be loved by others.
佢亦都唔系要我哋只系挂住接受其他人嘅爱。
Jesus was saying that by pouring out yourself in love for others, the world will know that you are my disciple.
耶稣乃是说，因着你们自己倾倒自己来爱其他人，众人就认出你是我的门徒了。
But my listening friend, did you know when Jesus said that?
但是亲爱的听众朋友，你知不知道耶稣究竟是什么时候说这句说话呢？
Jesus said that right after he washed the disciples' feet.
其实呢，佢系啱啱帮门徒洗完脚之后就讲啲咁样嘅嘢。
Washing feet was often the task of the servant of the house.
其实呢，帮客人洗脚通常呢系仆人先至做嘅嘢。
The master of the house never washed the guest's feet unless the master was extremely poor.
如果啊，那个屋企不是一贫如洗的话，那个主人一般都不会为客人洗脚的。
People walked barefoot or wore sandals and walked on dirt roads and so their feet were filthy.
他们呢，通常那个年代的人是会赤着脚或者穿着一对凉鞋拖鞋在一些泥沙地上面行走，所以呢，他们的脚是很污糟的。
Jesus washed all of the disciples' feet, even Judas's feet.
而耶稣呢，喺度帮所有门徒洗脚，就连犹大嘅脚佢都洗咗。
Jesus knew that Judas had already sold him to his enemies.
耶稣嗰时明明已经知道犹大将佢出卖啦。
Jesus knew that Peter was going to deny him three times.
耶稣亦都知道彼得将要三次唔认主。
In fact, Jesus knew that all of his disciples were going to flee and forsake him.
其实耶稣连其他门徒将要离弃佢啊，都一清二楚。
And he told them so at the Last Supper.
于是佢就喺最后嘅晚餐嘅时候，全部都话晒俾佢哋听。
But John 13:1 gives you the explanation why Jesus washed their feet.
但系呢，约翰福音第十三章一节就解释咗点解耶稣要对门徒洗脚。
It says that he loved them to the end.
圣经里面话耶稣爱佢哋就爱到底。
My listening friend, this is not human love.
我想话俾你听，呢样嘢并唔系人间所谓嘅爱。
This is not selfish love.
呢一种唔系自私嘅爱。
This is not possessive love.
这一种不是占有式的爱。
This is not twisted love.
呢一种唔系扭曲嘅爱。
Oh, but this is a redemptive love.
啊，其实呢一种咧系救赎嘅爱。
This is a divine love.
呢一种系神圣嘅爱。
And that is why I told you in the beginning that this kind of love is neither natural nor easy.
其实呢，我就系点解喺一开始就话俾你听呢种爱系绝非自然而然轻而易举就能做到噶。
Only God can give you this divine love.
因为只有上帝先能够赐俾你呢一种神圣嘅爱。
So let me ask the question again.
咁让我再问你一次。
Is loving like Christ easy?
好似耶稣基督咁样去爱容唔容易呢
？No，
一啲都唔容易啊。
But only Christ can make you love like Christ。
但系只有耶稣基督先至能够促使我哋好似佢一样咁样去爱。
Are you a disciple of Christ？
你今日系咪耶稣嘅门徒呢
？If you are a disciple of Christ, then you must ask yourself a question。
如果你话你今日系耶稣嘅门徒，系跟随耶稣嘅人，今日你应该自己问自己一个问题。
Do I love like Christ loves?
我能唔能够好似耶稣一样去爱其他人呢
？Is there a magic wand to wave and all the emotional hurts will be made whole?
有冇一啲魔术棒啊？只要挥一下，就让所有嘅伤痛即刻得着医治呢
？Yes，
当然有啦。
The magic wand is to love like Christ.
呢一支魔术棒啊，就系要让我哋学习耶稣咁样去爱。
Is there a formula that will help us overcome painful emotions?
其实有冇一种妙方啊，能够为你去医治感情上面所受嘅伤痛呢
？Yes.
其实真系有噶。
Love like Christ.
就是要叫你好似耶稣基督一样去爱。
But how do you love like Christ?
但是你说究竟我自己怎样好像基督这样爱啊
?Every time you are hurt by someone, you forgive them.
就是当你每次都被人伤害的时候你就要每次都饶恕那个伤害你的人。
You say, but he doesn't deserve forgiveness.
你可能会说这种人根本不配受饶恕。
She hurt me deeply.
佢伤得我咁深
，He abused me。
佢又虐待我
，She nearly destroyed me。
佢几乎啊将我嘅前面全部毁灭啊。
Let me ask you this。
喺度，让我问你一个问题。
Did Jesus forgive you？
耶稣系咪曾经饶恕咗你呢
？Does Jesus forgive you now？
耶稣今日系咪要饶恕你呢
？Will Jesus keep on forgiving you？
耶稣会唔会喺之后继续一直饶恕你呢
？The answer is yes。
的确系咁样噶。
Then how can you be happy to receive forgiveness at His hand, but not dispense it to others？
咁样你点可以啊？一味咁样接受上主嘅饶恕，但系却唔将你嘅饶恕用嚟喺弟兄姊妹身上去饶恕其他人呢
？If you are a disciple of Christ, you must love like Christ。
如果你话你自己系基督嘅门徒，你一定要好似耶稣基督咁样去爱。
In the natural man, many of us have short tempers and love for revenge.
按照人嘅天性，我哋都迫不及待啊，话要报复啲其他人。
In the natural man, we don't practice doing unto others as you would have them do unto you.
因为呢。按照我哋嘅天性咧，我哋都做唔到啊！你要其他人点样对你，你就点样对人。
That is why all of us must cry out to the Lord。
所以我哋一定要向上主去呼求。
I cannot do it by my own strength。
靠我自己，我实在做唔到啊。
We must ask God for the process of Christ's likeness to begin in our lives。
我哋必须认真祈求上帝嘅帮助，去求佢将我哋喺生活当中可以渐渐咁样活出基督嘅样式。
Is it easy？
其实你觉得容唔容易呢
？When you are not walking with the Lord, it's very difficult。
如果你唔与主同行嘅话，一啲都唔容易。
But when you begin walking with Jesus moment by moment, it becomes easy。
但系当你学习随时与主同行嘅时候，你所面对的挑战就没那么困难了。
Loving like Jesus does not mean that when someone wrongs us, we pretend that it didn't happen or it didn't hurt.
其实好似耶稣咁样去爱呢，并唔系讲话当有人得罪你嘅时候，你就要扮冇事或者觉得且冇乜所谓啦。
No, that's sentimentality.
呢一种好明显就系感情用事而唔系爱。
But what does it mean to forgive and forget?
但系究竟不念旧恶啊？我哋唔记住以往嘅恶行系乜嘢嘅意思呢？
It means that whenever you are wronged by someone, you immediately between you and God forgive that person.
就系当有人啊去得罪咗你嘅时候，你就应该即刻喺你同上帝当中去赦免嗰个人，饶恕嗰个人。
It means that when the person who wronged you repents and asks for your forgiveness, you are ready to forgive and embrace that person.
意思就是说，当得罪你的人去悔改并且请求你的饶恕的时候，原来你已经预备好了这个的愿意去原谅他，去接纳他。
But what does it mean to forget?
但是究竟忘记是什么意思呢？
Does it mean that you will get amnesia and you will have absolutely no memory of that event?
是不是说你是得了健忘症，你将所有发生过的事都不记得呢？
No.
完全不是这样的。
Forgetting means that you will not hold it against that person.
不纪念或者是忘记呢，其实意思就是说你不再对那个人耿耿于怀。
It means that you will not bring up the subject every day.
亦都系话你唔会再旧事重提。
Forgetting means you cancel the debt in your mind and in your heart.
唔纪念或者忘记嘅意思就系你喺心里面彻底赦免咗呢一个人所亏欠你嘅嘢。
If you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, then you need to learn to love like Christ.
如果你是耶稣基督的门徒，这样你就要学习耶稣基督，学习怎样去爱。
I want to tell you something about forgiveness that you must never forget.
在学习饶恕的时候，有些东西呢，你一定要记住的。
First,
第一样我要分享的是什么呢？
You must never offer forgiveness unless and until the person asks for it.
在除非某个人啊要求你的宽恕，否则呢，你千万是不要对他讲话要饶恕他。
Why?
为什么我会这样讲？究竟原因在哪里呢？
If you walk up to someone and say, I forgive you for what you have done,
如果你突然间对某一个人讲话，我饶恕你所犯的一切错事。
The person may be totally unaware of what he or she has done.
这个人呢，可能根本就没有意识到他自己做了得罪你的事。
Then you will create a far greater problem than you intended to solve.
这样你就会将件事搞到越来越复杂。
Because, my listening friend, conviction must precede repentance.
其实因为呢，我们公开认罪的时候呢，我们一定要知道我们的罪在哪里。
And when public repentance takes place, then public forgiveness should be offered generously and freely.
只有公开认罪的时候，咁呢，请你去慷慨同埋公开咁样去饶恕。
Secondly, you must take care of the inward forgiveness immediately.
喺事情啱啱发生嘅时候，你就要学识心里面饶恕佢。
Why?
点解我会咁样讲呢？
Because carrying a grudge hinders God's blessing in your life.
因为如果你一直是怀恨在心，那上帝所赐的福就不能够临到你的身上。
And so forgive them inwardly, then wait for God's timing to forgive them outwardly and publicly.
其实你应该首先从心里面去宽恕他们，然后等待上帝所指的时机，公开表明你已经宽恕了他们。
Let me give you an example.
在这里让我给一个例子你。
After the resurrection, Jesus did not rush to Peter and say, Peter, I forgive you for denying me.
耶稣复活之后呢，他并不是立刻走去彼得那里说，彼得我饶恕你。
No.
不是这样的，耶稣并没有这样做。
He said to him, Peter, do you love me?
耶稣乃是对彼得说，彼得你爱我吗？
And he asked Peter this question three times.
跟着问了彼得三次同一个问题。
And when Peter became convicted, then public forgiveness occurred.
其实呢，如果上帝去赦免彼得，就当彼得呢去承认自己的罪的时候，他亦都得着公开的宽恕。
Oh, but do you know when did Jesus forgive Peter?
但是你知不知道耶稣是什么时候去赦免彼得呢？
Jesus forgave Peter the very moment Peter uttered his third denial.
就是在彼得的第三次否认耶稣的时候，上帝已经赦免了他了。
The Bible said Jesus turned and looked at Peter.
所以呢，圣经说耶稣呢，是要转过身才看到彼得的。
When Jesus forgave the crowd that nailed him to the cross,
但是当耶稣呢，是同时间亦都宽恕了那些送他上十字架钉死的群众。
He did not look down from his agony and say, I forgive you people.
耶稣并不是在受苦的时候呢，在十字架上面很高地望向下面说，我赦免你们。
No.
耶稣并不是这样样的。
They did not think they had done anything wrong.
那个时候那些人并不觉得自己做错什么。
And so instead, Jesus spoke to the Father about them.
耶稣乃是望着天，在圣父面前为他们求情。
He said, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
跟着呢，他就说了，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
So, my listening friend, you should talk to the Father about those who hurt you.
所以呢，各位亲爱的听众朋友，你呢，当有人去得罪你的时候，你就应该向天父祷告。
Then the Father will give you supernatural power to forgive them and keep your heart clean.
跟着呢，上帝就会一定赐给你超然的能力来饶恕他们，并且保守你心灵的纯净。
My listening friend, I want to conclude by telling you why you should forgive as quickly as possible.
其实呢，各位亲爱的听众朋友，在结束的时候，我要强调为什么要快点饶恕其他人。
Because the Bible said, if I incline a sin in my heart,
因为呢，在圣经里面写，如果我的心里面注重罪孽，
Does anyone see your heart?
其实有没有人看到你的心呢？
No.
其实没的。
The heart is where nobody else knows about it except God and you.
除了上帝和你自己，根本没人能够知道你的心怀意念。
So if I hide a sin in my heart,
因此如果我的心里面呢，是藏着罪的话，
If I entertain a sin in my heart,
如果我的心里面是容纳罪孽，
If I host a sin in my heart,
如果我让罪住在我的心里面，
God will not hear my prayer.
上帝就不会垂听我的祷告。
My listening friend, let me ask you, have you been praying for something for so long and you did not get an answer?
各位亲爱的朋友，如果我问你，你有没有试过为某件事祈了很耐祷，但是总是得不着回答呢？
Maybe you are entertaining a grudge in your heart.
可能就是因为你这样做呢，是呢，你会心存芥蒂，不愿意饶恕其他人。
Maybe you are nourishing a sin in your heart.
可能你是容许了罪在你的心里面酝酿。
Maybe you are nurturing bitterness and resentment in your heart.
可能呢，你呢，会在你的心里面容许苦毒恼恨去成长。
Maybe you are not loving like Jesus.
可能你唔系好似耶稣咁样去爱。
But the good news today is that you can begin to love like Jesus right now.
好彩今日你就可以好似耶稣咁样去爱。送上一首歌俾你，希望你亦都能够去学习耶稣基督，去跟随佢，去学习佢点样去爱，去荣耀主嘅名。
耶和华是爱，温暖我心，以永义引路为我指引。一生多变幻，爱恨似浮云，但和你未曾变，仍在我梦魂。破碎遗憾中，总有你亲，有你在我梦，为我纾困。艰苦中强到岁月里多近，未遇你伴随我，靠倚你赠我信心。爱你那份春夏或冬，仰赖你心一生无憾，要献我真心高歌颂荣耀，信靠你从未停断，赞美你歌声说，你是我的神。破碎遗憾中，总有你亲，有你在我梦，为我纾困。苦中强到岁月里独行，未遇你伴随我，靠倚你赠我。
唔知我哋有冇一样咁样去学习去爱我哋嘅主宰？我哋唔分春夏秋冬去爱我哋嘅主，我哋识得去跟随佢。呢一个就系好似耶稣当日问彼得：你爱我吗？我哋希望我哋亦都能够回应话到，我哋爱你啊主。咁喺度希望我哋咧喺天路导向得着你嘅回应，喺度愿上帝大大赐福俾你。我哋下次同样时间再会。